It's 7:41 right now, 55 KRC Talk Station. It is Friday. Wishing you a very happy Friday and welcoming back to the 55 KRC Morning Show. It's always a pleasure having her on. It's always a pleasure to read what she has to write by way of local reporting. Sharon Coolidge from the Cincinnati Enquirer. Welcome back, Sharon, and happy Friday to you.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Put in a plug here for the Cincinnati Enquirer. Cincinnati.com is a place to go online, and you can sign up for a subscription there. And Sharon, of course, would encourage you to get the hard copy subscription, too. But either way you go, it's wonderful to have local reporting, and I appreciate you letting folks know about Aftab Perival. My reaction when he said he was going to run for mayor, and he has formally announced it, Sharon, as your reporting indicates, he just seems to be always jumping around. I mean, he wasn't even wet, or he was still wet behind the ears in the clerk of courts position in 2016 when he decided to go after Steve Shabbat's seat in the first congressional district, which he lost, and now he's off to maybe run for mayor. Is he just not satisfied in getting the job done and what he's at, Sharon? What's your take on that?
You know, I really pressed him on this. I mean, that's a big narrative coming out of his announcement yesterday, certainly, because he's just been rumored for all of these different runs and what was going to be best for him. And he was going to stick to the narrative in our interview. We had a one-on-one interview, which was, you know, he's dedicated to the mayor's race and that he's not job shopping. And, you know, he has this vision for Cincinnati of equity. He was ready for the question, I have to say. Yeah. But he was, you know, sometimes reporters ask questions several different ways.
Yeah.
It was definitely that interview. Because I knew that's what people were going to ask.
Yeah.
I was trying to, you know, get that answer for people. But in the end, you can only, what they say is what you can report.
I get it, you know, but when you said, so why mayor now? You asked him that directly. His response, when you look across the country, it's the mayors who are leading the way on climate change, on guns, and that's what he leads with. I'm sorry, there's not a whole hell of a lot the city of Cincinnati and council can do about climate change and guns. Those are either state issues or they're national level issues. Maybe he's planting the seed for some big national run, Sharon.
To be fair, they can do that and have tried. They have their green initiatives, and you know, with CPG every once in a while with some gun initiatives. So they certainly have tried. And our mayor Cranley also, you know, he's involved in the mayor's coalition, which does, you know, talk about gun violence and what they can do.
Fair. But, I'll give you that. But in the final analysis, I think given the city of Cincinnati's issues, its finances, infrastructure problems, I think most of the residents of the city of Cincinnati are probably more interested in something that can have an immediate effect and improvement on their life. Like, oh, maybe a road that isn't all beat up with potholes.
You know, that is absolutely true. I mean, in the conversation of all the mayoral things this week, I was privy to some next door neighborhood conversations in the Madisonville community. And it was about roads and potholes. And, you know, I tweeted about litter. And then that started a big conversation about litter. That is what people care about. I didn't see any conversations about what the city could do about gun violence or climate change this week.
Yeah. I'm with you all day long on that. I'm always suspicious of a politician who would do that. Don't you think it would be a good idea for someone who wants to be mayor of the city of Cincinnati to have some understanding of processes and how everything works, maybe by way of running for a council seat first?
This is really where I think the big conversation is going to go once we have everybody in the race. How much experience does somebody need? Is an outsider better, or is it somebody who really understands? The city is a complicated, gigantic, you know, company.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, all of the neighborhoods, the neighborhood functions, development agencies, plus the budget, plus the water district, plus MSD.
Oh.
You know, it's a gigantic moving, you know, entity,
yeah,
of these things. And, I mean, that's a question we're going to have to press them on, because the next person is really going to be bringing this city out of the pandemic. And what does that look like? Equity is a big conversation that is happening. What does that look like? And not probably with a whole lot of money.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's where prioritization comes in, Sharon. So I'd love to get the list of fun and games that each of these candidates wants to know and how they're going to prioritize given the very limited resources. And I appreciate you reminding the readers that he did get into trouble when he spent campaign money raised for the clerk seat on his congressional race. We're in the middle of a big problem with corruption right now, and that doesn't really bode well for him in terms of the optics, does it, Sharon?
No, and trust me, he knows. You know, he is thinking about what happened back then, and he said that he's moved past that. He sticks to the idea that those were mistakes and they would not happen again.
Well, there's a learning curve that is involved with running any campaign, and maybe he wasn't familiar with the rules. But as you just pointed out in a very short list that would be a lot longer if you went through everything, the city of Cincinnati is extremely complex, and we don't need someone that is going to need a very long learning curve having to hit the ground running on all those issues. I mean, you mentioned the Metropolitan Sewer District. Boy, that's a problem that, you know, it's like a presidential-level problem, Cher.
That problem persists, and it might be on the back burner because of the pandemic, but it's not going anywhere.
No, it's not.
Everything needs to be repaired. I mean, look what happened out on Eastern Avenue, over the holidays. That's a sewer and water problem with a line collapsing, shutting down a major truck thoroughfare, right?
And eating a car.
And eating, thankfully, a parked car. So
exactly.
That conversation has to come back into the forefront in our hillsides and they're the kind of things that affect neighborhood problems, for real.
No doubt about it. Sharon, don't go away, because Wendell Young apparently talked to the FBI, alleging Mayor John Cranley engaged in... 7:51 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Brian Thomas here with Sharon Coolidge from the Cincinnati Inquirer. I guess Wendell Young had an issue with John Cranley, although I guess he's had issues with John Cranley for a while. But back when Harry Black was city manager, Wendell Young suggested that John Cranley bribed him in an effort to remove city manager or in an effort to deal with city manager Harry Black. Wendell Young went to the FBI with that. Nothing came of it, so I guess they didn't determine that there was anything criminal going on. Does this come as a shock to you, Sharon? I mean, is this new information, or have we heard this before?
You know what? We heard this in a very different way. And sometimes when you hear things 2 years later, all of the context helps people understand what's going on.
Yeah, we do have a little more context. Of course, Wendell Young was part of the Gang of Five, and he was accused of, and I believe he did, delete the text messages in connection with that from his cell phone. That's a no-no, and that goes back to the whole corruption thing. Is he not running for mayor?
He is running for mayor.
Okay.
But so is Chris Seelbach, and so is maybe P.G. Sittenfeld, and it's a big race, and I would say everyone does have something they
baggage
have to answer about.
Little baggage. I would say this, Wendell's got a bit of a baggage here. But on the FBI thing, was there any further investigation done on this? I mean, did nothing obviously came of it. John Cranley wasn't indicted. The FBI didn't make an announcement. I guess why is this coming up now, and why is this an item of focus at this point?
Well, Wendell Young, he gave like a wide – Fanon Rucker, of course, who ran for prosecutor, a former judge, attorney, has a new like kind of talk show on this online platform.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody posted this in the Inquirer's politics page, like this wide-ranging interview. And I just felt like we haven't heard Wendell talk like this ever. It was this big sweeping explanation of what happened with the Gang of Five and how he felt about it, and remorseful for some but not other things. And he did talk about the mayor, but he is running for mayor right now. And no matter what you thought of this interview, I felt like that was important to put out there because this is something that's going on. And the idea, we had heard way back then that Wendell Young, he was concerned about this call, like right out of the gate after it happened. He had a press conference. Of course, there is animosity there.
Yeah.
And he said that he was reaching out to kind of local people, and they directed him around as things go. And the last thing we heard from him is he's like, well, I'm going to call federal authorities. But we never heard about it again. That was a fast-moving news story.
Yeah.
It's not like the next week you go back and, well, what happened with that?
Well,
and the fact that he did call the FBI at a time we now know the FBI was beginning to look at corruption in the city. Is that the call that started it? Is that we don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Like, that's about when they came.
I kind of got
the indictments that we've seen.
Sharon, I kind of got the impression maybe he brought this up that somehow there was this double standard at issue here. You know, and, well, FBI should have investigated that and prosecuted John Cranley, but of course they didn't, right? Because, well, there's a double standard at issue here. I think maybe he's just bringing it back up to negate some of the focus that's going to be on him because of his involvement with the Gang of Five and the fact that he hasn't reimbursed the city of Cincinnati's taxpayers for the fines and legal fees that they paid on his behalf. Did he?
No, he didn't.
There
you go. He was very clear to say, you know, they all helped pay that 10, $1,000 fine for the violation of the Open Meetings Act.
Yeah.
But there was the $10,000 directly related to Wendell Young
deleting
the
text.
He explained why he did that.
And the legal fees.
The legal fees.
Huh? What, $175,000 or something?
The conversation is over.
No, it's not.
We've got another year here. Christopher Smitherman, he wants that money paid back.
I do, too. I'm not even a City of Cincinnati taxpayer, but I sure want it back. Sharon Coolidge, thank you so much for coming on the program. I encourage my listeners again, Cincinnati.com. Sharon, have a great weekend. We'll talk real soon, I hope.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Let's get to Lisa Baker of Cincinnati Police Department, Crime Stopper, Bad Guy of the Week. Happy Friday, Lisa. Welcome back.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Today we're looking for a